Okay, today I'm talking to Isabel Farr. I'm going to call you Izzy, as you said. You're Director of Better Health, Mind and Body Community Interest Company. And alongside you, I have Rishi Vellani, who's actually benefited from one of the courses. So the course is aimed at men and women over the age of 18 years. It's non-commercial community initiative, and it's going to be running in Ashstead and Cobham, I believe, from September to November, with further courses planned for other venues in and around Surrey. First of all, Izzy, what prompted you to set up BHM&B?
Oh, wow. You've really monogrammed that. Thank you. Initially, the thought process behind it was, you know, I've always gone to the gym and I've always been happy in that environment. And whilst I'm a qualified PT, often in the gym, I'd be around other individuals who, you know, had sort of signed up to coming along, but weren't as confident in the gym. So they got an induction, if you like, and were told how to use all these amazing machines or you know, to do certain exercises. And then they were sort of left to their own devices. And often enough, they would look for additional support in the gym. And if I wasn't around, then often enough, they wouldn't turn up because they'd ask, are you going in? And whilst I was there to do my own work, I would always support others in the gym with me in my local community. So I then realised there was a need for something where, like the precursor, if you like, to going to the gym. So I understood that there were perhaps surgeries offering in conjunction with the local leisure centre, like an exercise referral scheme, which is brilliant. But for some who turn up to do that, the first day they turn up is great and they get that support and they get a programme of exercise to do. And then they're expected to come back on their own and carry on. And often enough, I'd say 90% of them don't return. So therein lies the issue and the barrier for a lot of people, and they lack confidence in coming into an area where they deem they're being looked at. They're not, I don't think, in my personal opinion, but they're not confident with the instruction or the machines or some of the exercises or the terms. You know, I had one lady, just digressing slightly, who came onto the course and said, what is a squat? So, you know, there are individuals that need sort of that confidence building and to go onto a course like the one that we offer, where they then, after the 12 weeks, they can then go off and join the local gym with some knowledge and know what they're doing.
Okay, so, but can I go back? What is a community interest company? Is it a limited company? How are you funded? How does it work?
Yeah, so a CIC is like, you are listed at Companies House. You are limited as directors as to how much you can potentially take as an income for yourselves. It's regulated by the community interest regulator. And it's slightly set up differently in that there has to be equal shares. There's nobody with more shares in the CIC setup. And it's not quite on the charitable level, but from a CIC, you could potentially become a charity. But what it allows you to do under this stiffer regulation and the requirements that are needed to set up a CIC is apply for funding to run these projects. So the funding that we have applied for and received, because we've been running for a couple of years now, we were set up in 2023, but you know, we're sort of growing. We've been funded, this is our second year, with the Lotto Community Fund, who've been amazing, great support. And we've had a year with Sport England, so we're looking for that second pot of funding from them, which is something we're in the process of at the moment.
That's real great progress. So what can you tell me about the course? It's a 12-week course. When people come along to you, they're probably in all sorts of shapes and sizes. What can they hope to achieve in that 12 weeks?
Okay, I mean, I wish I'd brought like 50 of them, because they would. So they a lot of them talk about what they've achieved actually on our Facebook page, because we record them after each of the 12 weeks for their feedback and their own words, if you like, their unscripted, heartfelt words as to what the course did for them, how it changed, many of them say, their lives, which is, you know, very humbling. But I think the first and foremost, the key thing for all of them is that they all start together on day one. No one is advanced or, you know, knows anything more than anyone else. So you start together on day one. And the first two sessions are paramount, because that's where we do the foundation work of this is how you lunge, this is why you lunge, these are the exercises that we need you to understand so that when we go through the course and instruct you. And one of the key things I put everyone through, including Rishi, on the first day of the course is I test everyone for their balance, which is the unsung hero of your physical health and that you need to age well and independently. And shockingly, a lot of them then realise they don't have the balance skills that they need by standing on one leg for their required seconds of their... So it comes into guidelines of your age and we put you into those, you know, categories. So if you're above 50, you know, you've got to do 42 seconds, etc.
So you actually get them to practice balancing. So it's a little bit like Tai Chi. That's all about balance. Is it something? Is that sort of similar? You actually do their exercises, but you teach them to the balance before they start.
Yeah, it's more of a test to show them that one of the key things that they're going to need and throughout their life, never mind the course, is to be able to have good balance for, you know, their brain health. And I talk about the Kyoto University research study in Japan, where they had 75,000 men and women between the ages of 45 to 80 doing these different balance tests. And what it did show was that being slightly off balance could indicate cerebral vessel disease, which is the tightening and restriction of the vessels in the brain. And that's not to say everybody that's got poor balance has got this, but it does indicate that you, with anything, if you practice makes perfect, you just need to practice everyday balancing. And that's what I go through with them on that first session, in that, you know, if you're standing there making a cup of tea, stand on one leg. Every day, twice a day, three times a day, and your balance then improves immensely. It's reversible to become stronger with your balance. But throughout the course, these are the very small jigsaw pieces that we build upon. But by week six, everybody's lives has pretty much changed in that they're stronger, their cardiovascular system is working at, you know, a much better performance rate. Some of them have never done a burpee. They're doing burpees, they're doing planks, they're doing press-ups. You know, God rest his soul, Michael Mosley said, we should all be able to do 10 press-ups a day. And that's true. That keeps you fit right from now, doesn't matter when you start, till the moment you check out. Get up, do your 10 press-ups. That'll keep you in check, build your immunity.
That's so interesting. So I'm imagining after 12 weeks, people come away with an exercise regime or routine that they continue throughout their lives. Because you have these people, I go to the gym three times a week and then you miss it for 2 weeks. I mean, I personally do weights every day because it's something I can do every day. If it's not something you can do every day and you have to get in a bus or get on your bike or, you know, go a long way and you can't involve it in your daily routine, you then don't do it. So I'm assuming at the end of 12 weeks, they're incentivized, they've worked out from the routine you're giving them what they can achieve each day to improve their life. Would that be right?
That is 100% correct, Jackie. So, you know, at the beginning, they get these sheets as well, which shows them, they're photographed exercises. So it shows them how to do a plank. It describes what the plank is. It describes what muscles are being used, why you need to do it, how long you need to do it for. So we go through all of those 12 exercises on sessions one and two, and then they get sent the sheets and they're expected to do that throughout the course. In between not coming, so they have to come to two sessions a week. That's the minimum requirement. And then they're asked to keep these things going throughout the course so that they, you know, it becomes the fabric of their being forever. And that they, I mean, the key thing here is to minimise our sedentary time. And as human beings, we all sit for far too long and we're not active enough as we are designed to be. The biomechanics of the body likes to be active. And because of that, all the other diseases start piling up on top, including, you know, our the food availability and how we're, you know, picking up food all the time. So that and sitting contributes to the type 2 diabetes, which is an entirely reversible disease. And that in turn contributes to a whole mass of other comorbidities that, you know, people suffer with cardiovascular disease. You have strokes off the back of type 2 diabetes. There's amputations. There's 770 amputations a week from being, you know, from type 2 as a lead on from that. All of that is reversible.
Yeah, that's huge. So you're going to offer a free 12-week course funded by the National Lottery, Community Fund and Sport England. If the course is not free, can people pay to go on your courses? No. So it's all a free thing. You work with Sport England, it's all National Lottery stuff. So I think you probably told me about the course content. Was it easy to get funding from the National Lottery? And what actual criteria did you have to fulfil for the funding?
I wouldn't say any of it. I think all of it was a bit of a challenge. I think that, you know, there are lots of processes that one needs to go through. And I think if you're not prepared to go through that lengthy process, then obviously you're not going to achieve the goals. And the money that we receive, whilst it's a great start, you know, it only keeps us in the realm of active of offering this over a year, barely, to cover the costs. And we as trainers that come in and do it, you know, we're practically volunteering our time to do it, because we will do other, obviously we've got other sessions that we run privately. But this is really a community-driven exercise, and it's to prove to everyone you have to self-invest in your own health and not rely on the local surgeries and the local hospital, because whilst they are there, they are overloaded, and we all feel that now for either ourselves, for family members. And this is about you taking charge of yourself for physical benefit and for your mental health. And if you don't do it, no one else is going to do that for you. We, as you know, a species now, we have such an amazing array of opportunities in our life, especially as we age. You know, we want to be able to reach there in good health. We've worked for the man all our lives, and then we get to retirement for what? To be ill? No, we have to maintain our bodies to do that, so that we can go off and do all the activities we deserve to do. And you know, some of us have got still young children, they take energy, and then we might have ailing parents, there's a lot of people that rely on one person in a household, and that one person needs to explain, I need this time to give the best service I can to you because I love you, so I have to self-invest 2 hours a week.
So what would you say, somebody's completed the course, what do you say that person's gone away very happy? How long each day should they invest in themselves to maintain what they've learned on one of your courses?
Yeah, so every day you need to get a little bit breathless to work the cardiovascular system. And so 30, anything, bite size, if you can only afford 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, take that opportunity to do it. People tell me they go for a walk. That is great. That's what I call active daily living. Unless that walk is really part of a regime where you are getting your heart rate up, it's not going to be good enough. You need to be able to get the heart rate up and glow a bit for us girls, sweat a little bit for us boys, be slightly breathless, then you're working. But if you're walking in between having worked out to the level I've just described, which is moderate, then that's fantastic, because you're getting in those steps that you need to get in as well every day. But again, it's about minimising that sedentary time, which all of us, including me on occasion, if I've got lots of paperwork, we're all guilty of. But you feel that. You feel sluggish after you get up. So that in order to prevent the plaque build-up in one's body and clear out the, you know, the arteries, you need to move every 20 minutes. Stand up, move.
That's hard when you're on radio. I'll have to start fidgeting around more when I'm on air.
Yeah,
but I think if you're out walking, I'd always say to somebody, find a hill.
Yeah,
a couple of hills, go up and down a hill a few times and you get the heart rate up. Let's move on. So the course is going to be running in Ashted and Cobham from September to November. If our listeners, they will be listening into this interview, how do they apply to go on the course?
Sure. There's a couple of ways. So the first and foremost is to email into the course email address, which is betterhealthmindandbody1@gmail.com. So they're just to email in, and then the program manager, Natalie, who's amazing, she'll reach out to them. There's quite sort of a detailed pre-assessment with everyone, so that everyone gets to answer these questions and fill out the necessary forms, and then they're in. All the equipment's provided, all the weights. We do boxing as well. I love boxing, so I introduce that into the course. We've got all the boxing gloves, we've got the boxing pads. Rishi, you love the boxing. She is dynamite, absolute dynamite. And, you know, we instruct you on how to use your body in terms of weight. So that includes the push-ups and the press-ups. And then we've got dumbbells that range from 1 kg, which I don't like offering out to anyone, all the way up to 10 kg. So if we're going to do a heavy weight set, I instruct everyone to the letter and we get on with it.
Can I swing over to Rishi? You've done this course.
I have.
What incentivized you to do the course, and how do you feel now you've completed it?
I think the main draw was the fact that it was twice a week. So I knew that I was going to be consistent for a period of 3 months. And without that, I think motivation and commitment might not have been there. So this was something that I knew I would be doing for 3 months. And to say it was life-changing is not an understatement. It was the best 3 months. Izzy and her team were just great at guiding us, teaching us. And I felt that I started off as a learner and I left as a practitioner, and it's something that I love doing every day. And if I have to miss it, then I'm sad. So it's not just the physical benefits, but the mental health benefits, the mood benefits, the ability to go and, like Izzy said, look after the people who depend on me. It's all so much easier. And the fact that, you know, if in the next decade and the decades after that, I don't want to be dependent on someone to pull me off a chair or to help me, you know, go to the washroom or whatever. I want to be able to do that myself. And that's what this course has given me.
I assume you've made friends as well from doing the course that you'll stay with forever, so you can incentivize each other.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a local community kind of feel. There are people who are very similar to each other, they're friendly, they're approachable. We see each other week after week, and we look forward to seeing each other. We, you know, connect outside the course, and it's been absolutely fabulous, life-changing.
It sounds brilliant. I wish you the best of luck
with it.
I hope you get lots more people and lots more funding and get the whole of everybody moving.
Oh, I hope so, Jackie. And that's the plan. I mean, hopefully later, early on in 2026, we're hopefully coming to, you know, a bit nearer to you, to Chessington. So we're just working on sort of the logistics for that, so we can capture some of the community in Chessington. But again, one of the barriers, just to say really quickly, is that people, if they're not really invested in themselves, then they'll look at it and think, you know, I haven't got money to go to a class or do a gym because I'm just not invested. So we remove one of those barriers, and that is, it's key that it's free so that everybody can come, because then you've got no excuse.
Well, I think you should all come into Radio Jackie and give us all a taste of the weights and the course.
Love
so
that.
To keep us all moving, get Radio Jackie moving. That would be a wonderful thing to do.
I would love that. We'd do that as a squad. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you to both of you coming in, and I wish you the very best. It sounds a great community initiative. And we can't rely on the government. We can't rely on doctors. No. We have to motivate ourselves. So that's what you're doing. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. Thank you.